So cheery salutations to a very dear friend of mine, Anna Kelly, the marketing manager of Chateau Gâteau. Welcome to East Coast Gold.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
So, of course, as we know, Chateau Gâteau is such a familiar part of East Coast Radio, and it is with all the joy in my heart that you're now a part of East Coast Gold as well, in a new campaign and a new feature called Moments That Matter. And when we've chatted about it, there's such a beautiful crossover between food, music that evoke memories, and those special moments that happen around two of those elements.
Very, very much so.
Can you cast your mind back to a moment that mattered when you hear a particular song and that floodgate opens?
Gosh, well, it will definitely be from my childhood. My mum was a big one for having the radio on in the kitchen. And so the radio was turned on first thing in the morning, and then it would stay on until literally she was, you know, locking up and getting ready for bed in the evening. And we used to have so many times in that kitchen that was the heart of our home. She was an excellent cook. My mum was a consumer studies teacher. And we used to crank up that volume whenever ABBA came on, Donna Summer, Chaka Khan. That was totally like the big vibe in our kitchen. And I have so many memories of disco and funk in the kitchen while my mum was cooking. And any track that has got that kind of rhythm and beat to it, it just takes me back every time I hear something like that.
I'm sitting here grinning. So what was the favorite treat that came out of the oven while listening to music?
So my mum made brilliant flapjacks. She had a fantastic cake called a chocolate slab cake. And in fact, when we developed our chocolate nostalgia a couple of years ago, I rang my mum and I was just like, this is it. We've done it. It actually tastes like your chocolate cake. Yeah, so chocolate nostalgia is a big one. It brings back those yummy, yummy memories in the kitchen, all the smells and all the laughter and just enjoying that time, you know, just the real basic stuff with your mum in the kitchen, dancing and cooking and laughing. And those are my memories of my mum and my childhood.
I have to share a couple more moments. So on the day that Mr. T, my husband and I got married, we skipped out the chapel after we said our I do's to a string quartet playing Billy Idol's White Wedding with me wearing all black. I mean, is that
fabulous?
Or predominantly black. My mother cried when I told her I wanted to get married in all black. So I met her halfway and did half-half. And then at our reception, One Night in Bangkok by Chess is the song.
Yeah, also fantastic. I'm glad I was at your renewal vows recently, so I know how you guys like to party.
I know how you like to party. So what we've decided to do, which is such an exciting idea for me, because, you know, music has just got the ability to do this kind of thing, have us converse around special moments that matter. And I know that before this conversation, you were chatting to your girls. And like you, they also share in so many beautiful moments of connection and unity through music and family time.
Very much so. So we've been chatting over the weekend and sort of looking back. Both my girls have left home now, and we were just talking back to their childhoods and their memories. And they're so similar to mine with my mum. They revolved around the kitchen and also, you know, some big thumping girly power tracks and old school ones as well, which is quite interesting. So Chaka Khan was in there. Sister Sledge was in there. Gloria Gaynor. Just really kind of uplifting, liberating female power anthems, really, that you can get down to. And I was actually really, really happy that those were the memories that they had. But the one that made us laugh the most was that my sort of guilty pleasure from when I was in the sixth form, which is like my trick here, was I was really into 80s rap. And
you surprise me every time. Tell me more. I know that you remember a verse of one of them. I know you do.
Yeah, so Run DMC, Walk This Way, both the girls said, Mum, every time that track came on, we just used to just laugh and look at you. You just used to go for it. So, dun, 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 dun.
Walk this way. Walk this way. What a chain. Yeah. So what we've decided to do for the next couple of weeks is to kind of share the love. We want to hear your moments that matter. We want to tap into your nostalgia. We want to hear about those songs that just yeah, bring back all those memories. I mean, for me, I want to just say a huge thank you to East Coast Gold, because I didn't know up until we were playing Neil Diamond that my mum phoned me and said, do you know that I used to dance around the lounge with you as a small newborn child to Neil Diamond? I just felt so gifted in that moment, because it kind of was a piece of my history that I had no idea about.
It's beautiful.
So what we want to do, we want to know what song in your life brings back those moments that matter. And what we want you to do is email us gold@ecr.co.za, and every day of the week we will be sharing a story and playing the song. And then on a Friday, you could be gifted the most scrumptious Chateau Gâteau cake to share with your beautiful people and make more moments that matter. Anna, we're so chuffed about this new partnership.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't wait to hear the stories. And I know there's going to be some really, really beautiful ones in there, whether it's to do with romance and love or lost love, your family, your children. I really just can't wait to hear the stories. I'm sure they're going to be just stunning.
So this is a bit of a personal question. I know it's tough to choose your most favorite Chateau Gâteau cake. Which one would it be?
I think it's chocolate nostalgia. It really is. And I think just talking about it now and the memories of just a good old-fashioned, delicious chocky cake from my childhood, that actually is my go-to cake. It's the comfort cake. It's the cake that you can just have at any time of the day. It's just a beautiful, beautiful cake, and it does bring back memories of my mum, and it does bring back memories of my childhood.
I mean, for me, there really are so many, and there's not one special occasion that goes without a Chateau Gâteau cake every time. And it's interesting, because every one of my special people have a special. So for my daughter,
I know yours.
What's mine?
Yeah, I know yours is B1.
I've changed. I've changed on you. So my daughter's Vanilla Dream. She absolutely loves a Vanilla Dream. The boys and Mikey love a B1 cake. Uh-huh. And I've changed sides. My new absolute favorite, because I have so many, is the baked cheesecake.
Oh, Andrea's.
Ooh, Lord.
But now I'll tell you a story about that cake. Lipschitz, who founded Chateau Gâteau, that cake, Andrea's baked cheesecake, is actually named after his mum. Yeah. And when we were developing that cheesecake, he actually turned to his mum and some of the recipes and the work that she'd done. And that was the cheesecake of his childhood. Motion in his mum's face, you know, since 1997, and to have this, and it's an absolutely exquisite baked cheesecake, and it was named after his mum, Andrea.
Isn't that special? I mean, there goes your mum and her chocolate slab cake that is the inspiration and kind of backbone of the nostalgia. And now you've got the baked cheesecake with its own beautiful story. And that's what I love. I mean, apart from it being so flippin' delicious, okay, and another huge win is that you can buy the cake and freeze it and cut slices as you celebrate, which for me is just ingenious.
You know, during lockdown now as well, we've heard some fantastic stories about customers who actually didn't realize they could do that. And saying, this is a real game changer. I've got it in the freezer now. I just take it out when I need that little comfort moment, or I want to sit with my child after they've been doing homeschooling all day. Glass of milk, cup of coffee. It is super convenient, and it's there when you just need that pick me up, when you just need that little sweet treat. It's right there. And I think a lot of people have learned that during the lockdown, which is fantastic for us.
And now doing delivery as well. And I tried it last week, and it couldn't have gone smoother. It honestly was the most painless experience to go onto your website, www.chateaugâteau.co.za. All the cakes come up, you salivate, a lot of spit in your mouth, and you click, 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 and the next thing, ding dong, the next day, there's your blooming cake ready to go. Amazing.
Yeah, it is. You know, and we always wanted to do delivery, and the situation that we found ourselves in now, we really, as a business, just had to look quickly for innovative ways that we could, you know, change direction and still get our products to our consumers, because, you know, they were really missing them. And the emotional connection between our customers and our products, we've always known it, but it was really highlighted during lockdown. And the moment that we were able to switch on delivery, the response from our customers was just unbelievable. They were joyful. They were just joyful that they'd be able to get their hands on everything again. It was really, really lovely.
I'm so excited for the next couple of weeks as we celebrate moments that matter. Anna Kelly, Marketing Manager for Chateau Gâteau. So much love to you, and we'll connect really soon.
And to you, Jane. Thank you so much. We just can't wait to hear all of these stories.